Well, here we are on the first Sunday of a new year, and the new year, of course, is 2008. And I wonder if we get to the end of 2008, what we should look back on and think was most remarkable, what we're most going to remember the year 2008 for. I guess globally it's going to be for the Olympics. The Olympics are going to take place in this year, and there will be some people who have set their hearts and their minds already on receiving that gold medal. They'll be spending every morning, every afternoon, every evening working towards it. They've probably spent years working themselves up to these Olympics in 2008. And their great dream, their great hope is that they're going to stand there on the winner's rostrum, on the podium. They're going to bow their heads and somebody's going to put a wonderful gold medal around their necks. And when they stand there and they sing the national anthem and they see the flag going up, they'll look at their medal and they'll probably cry, and we'll see the tears coming down their faces, and they'll be so thankful in their hearts, but they'll also probably think, well, I set my heart on that and I earned it. I did earn it. I worked so hard. God gave me the gifts, they might realise, but there's something I set my heart on, and now I've received it and I've deserved it because I've earned it, because I worked so hard for it. And all it is one of those. Believe that, you believe anything, but that's what it'll be something like that. A gold medal at the Olympics. And that made me wonder, I wonder what you set your heart on this year. What have you set your eye on? Is there a medal, is there a certificate that you're hoping to receive this year? Are there special exams that you've got at school or at college? What is it you're most looking forward to receiving this year because you've earned it or you've deserved it? I spent a little time this week going back over all the things that I earned when I was at school. Didn't take very long. One or two certificates. One or two medals. My prized possession was a gold medal for collecting each week 20 stones of newspaper when I was a Cub Scout. That was the height of my achievement. And to be honest, I should really have given a medal to my mum because she seemed to do all the hard work. But that was it, a gold medal for collecting newspaper. I wonder what you've ever won. A poetry competition? A drawing competition? A coconut, which you won when you've knocked it off in the shy? A trophy for sport? A Cub Scout or a Girl Guide badge? Your cycling proficiency test. Have you got a certificate at home for that? Which you earned, you deserved. You got the level, you passed the mark, and you got it. Well, I want to ask you something else this year. Not just what have you set your heart on achieving because you've deserved it and you've earned it, but have you realised that there's something else that you really ought to set your eyes on? Far more important than any gold medal or any certificate or any badge. The Bible speaks of being right with God. You ever thought about that for this year? This year being the first year that you were really right with God. The Bible calls it salvation. It speaks of the forgiveness of our sins, of coming into a right relationship with God. I wonder whether you've set your eyes on that this year. Not a gold medal, but something far more important, that you this year would come into a right relationship with God. That you would be saved. And the glorious thing about that, of course, is that you can't earn that. And you can't deserve it. Salvation isn't something which anybody in this room has ever earned or ever deserved, but it's gloriously something that God freely gives. He freely gives salvation. And I was just thinking of those who'd earned their gold medal as they bow their necks and have the medal put round their necks. And what it needs for us to do, to be saved, is for us to bow our hearts before God. To realise that what he says about himself is true and what he says about us is true. That we don't have salvation because of our sin. The great sadness of some of us here this morning is we've entered a new year and we're separated from God still. We're separated from God by our sin. And yet there's a wonderful salvation which we can know this year. But we need to bow our hearts before God to receive it. We need to recognise that he is true. We need to recognise that we are separated from him on account of our rebellion and our sin. And yet he has so loved us that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to do something that we could never do. Christ came into this world to pay the price of your sin. And you this year can know the forgiveness of your sin. You can know salvation if you turn from your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please don't think you can earn it this year. Please don't think there's something you've got to do. It's a free gift. You simply have to bow your heart to God and turn from your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Will 2008, will this first month, will this first week, will this day even be the day when you come to turn from your sin and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the free gift of salvation in his name? I trust it will be for some of you here this morning.